Blog Talk Radio.
Here's another one. And another one. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just picked this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack them cold and rollie with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kick. I dismiss all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Niggas trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit it. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. What the fuck? Bump Biggie in the truck. In the bus to my double vision. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. If the rap may rap the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially the ladies, I don't know if you knew, but it is ladies' night. And normally I would come on telling you to slap somebody. Normally I would tell you to raise havoc. But tonight,
we ain't gonna do that.
Tonight, ladies, You know what? We're not gonna, even going to do that. We're going to give you guys a silent, sexy, seductive intro. So, with that being said and done, this is Next to Blow Radio. I am not yours, not your mama's, but I am your grandma's favorite rapper, Mr. Lyrical Incision. And greetings. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2013, and it is ladies' night. Now, we do have a special guest tonight, and I will let you know about that in just a little bit. But right now, I want to get your panties wet. I do. And I will. Crush, my co-host, is in the building as well for a little tag team action. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my man.
You know what it is. I gotta do it all smooth for the ladies. You know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Chris the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. You rocking with the show, Next to Blow, let go.
Yes.
And we are the evil tag team of Next to Blow Radio. You know what I mean? We are the Evil Tag Team Champions.
Oh, it definitely goes down. It definitely
and
can
we,
go down.
And we actually looking for two ladies to spar with us tonight. So, yeah. Just putting it out.
Right.
We just two lovely ladies to spar with us tonight. So, yeah.
Oh, are you that somebody? Because tell me, are you that somebody?
Are you that somebody, baby girl? Are you that somebody, baby girl? Let us know.
Are you that somebody? You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's all about sexy, seductive sounds, and things are definitely going to go our way tonight. Isn't that right, my man?
Oh, yes. It's going to be a lot of things going our way.
It's all about the sexy sounds tonight.
But when things go our way, they cater to the ladies. So, therefore, in the end, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, because it's all about the ladies, so therefore it is going my way. So, you know, it's all about hearts and grapes and all type of seductive things tonight. It's definitely going to go our way, baby. Tonight. Oh, yeah.
When did you get a heart?
Oh, I just got it from the flea market the other day.
Oh, cool.
I didn't even know I knew how to play this thing, though, but I'm definitely going to get somebody's panties wet with this. It's not too many rappers that you know who can actually play a harp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not too many. You know what? Now I got to learn how to play the cello.
Been there, and I've done that. And then I done her off of knowing how to do that. Can you buy that? You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm coming from with that? Yeah. So, you know, with that being said and done, it is definitely going to be a very, very, very entertaining show tonight. Ladies, some gentlemen, you know, if they're tuning in, but tonight is dedicated to the ladies. And we're also going to get into some action tonight. We have some bomb music.
Can I also say something? Like,
oh, you can go ahead and make that happen.
I mean, it's all about the ladies tonight. Like, we're gonna turn up in a little bit. Right now, we're getting a little sexy for y'all and everything. We're gonna turn up a little later. You know what I mean? So we're gonna treat this thing like the club. You know, ladies ain't free all night. Guys, we really don't want to talk to y'all tonight. So just show your appreciation to the women. Because I'm saying,
have you ever known a club to have niggas night? Niggas get in free.
No.
Niggas have off drinks. Hell no.
Not ever and ever.
No. I mean, it would be good if we can get a little, some type of appreciation and shit, though. But you know what? For the most part, it is what it is. But we don't get that. Hell no. So that's why we got to take the initiative and get it started with the ladies. We need to bring the ladies on. So that's what I'm all about. Don't pout. Don't shout. Just get in and get out. I just made that shit up myself. I thought that was pretty slick. I just did that. I liked it. You know, I liked it.
You just made that up on the spot.
I just made it up. Yeah, just made it up. I like it. Thank you. Don't love me like you do. Oh, these your panties? Oh, okay. I'll give them back to you later on, or maybe not at all. Well, yeah. This has been a very, very entertaining week when it comes to entertainment. And I think we might just, do you think it's time? You think it's almost time? You have to excuse me, though, because I am work. You might have to excuse me, though, because there may be some delays in today's, you hear that? See, that's me having difficulties right there. There may be some difficulties tonight because I am going from PC to Mac.
No.
And people who know, that is not an easy thing to do.
You making the upgrade?
I kind of made a modification. Yeah, I kind of made a modification. You know. Oh, hold on. You know what? Let me give you this because this. I'm learning this thing, baby. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait on me. I'll be waiting on you. So, you know, what we're going to do is actually get into. Are you about ready for yours?
Yeah, I'm
about ready for your headlines?
Yeah, I'm about ready for the headlines.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is get into these headlines here. Matter of fact, I was doing some research, Crush, and I just wanted to let you know that I have found something else that I wanted to I actually found another sound effect for you, though, because I didn't really like the typewriter. So we're going to go ahead and bring this out. Crush, with the headline.
What the hell was that?
It's a printer. It's an old school printer.
Okay.
That means they're getting it right off of the press. That's why.
Oh, right, so right off the press. Okay.
Right off the press.
Okay, I'll rock with it. Okay, so true. So true. Yes. See, now that I'm doing the headlines, I got to go into my ratchetness, which I was trying to avoid. So.
Sorry, they have to happen every now and then, homeboy.
You know what? Let's go into one song before we get into the headlines. Because I got people that. Trying to call in and they don't know how to listen to directions. So therefore, I'm gonna just nicely guide them in my smooth, sophisticated self. Everything.
Okay.
I'm gonna guide them to the show and whatnot. But I gotta get some music popping first. Like, we can't just leave the listeners with nothing to listen to. So trying to figure out what is a great song for the late.
I hate when people don't pay attention. It makes me feel like don't even call in if you can't pay attention. It's just a number, and then you press 1 if you want to talk to us. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult at all.
It's really not.
I'm going to talk like this probably for the rest of the show because I like this. I like this right now. It's smooth, and it's sensuous and sexy. Everybody would agree. Everybody agrees. You know what it almost reminds me of, talking in this tone? It reminds me of the painter dude, you know, when you paint a happy tree. And then right over here, we're going to paint a calm river. And right here is your grandma hiding behind the happy tree. Don't ask me why she's hiding behind the happy tree, but she likes wood. That's why she's hanging behind the happy tree. So disrespectful.
Yes, you really are. I wasn't even going to say nothing on that.
This is your grandma running for the bus.
I was really about to say, you know what? Just let him stuff with that, but
that's your grandma running for the bus, no? Not yours.
Oh my
grandma,
god.
But, yeah.
Oh my god.
Catch the bus, lady. Catch the bus.
I'm so done with my co-host already.
Oh, and it only gets better. You know what?
Wow.
These Macs aren't so bad. These Macs are not so bad. I would prefer a PC, though, because I am a little accustomed to the past life, but I think I can get with this after a little bit more. I just started playing with this damn thing today. Oh, yeah. And it's still a happy tree. I am a happy tree.
You're a happy tree.
I am a happy tree. So, about that song.
Yes, yes. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into this princess and everything. She was a guest on. She was a guest on Next to Blow Radio a couple weeks ago. So we're going to get into her, one of her new singles. You might know Princess from Cry Ma, the Cry Ma fame and everything. This is Princess right around the corner.
Nuts if
you
rock
the show. This is Next to Blow.
Nuts if you buck.
Let it go.
I'm not going to put him out there like that, but, yo, I don't never mind hearing Wale, but when you got to hear Wale 23 times, hey, you know what? And the funniest thing is, have you ever did this? And I'm pretty sure everybody has. Every fucking body has. You get out of the car to a song. You go into the store, right, and do whatever you got to do, the grocery store, or, you know what I'm saying, you want to pay child support for you niggas out there, and, you know what I'm saying, or you're going to get your nails done for the females, and you come back, and you get in the car, and it's the same damn song that's on. Like, you'd have thought that you had your own CD in there, but no, this is the radio station. Keep playing the same seven songs back to back to back to back to back. So,
no,
you know, not that I have a problem with Wale.
You know what?
Don't tell Wale
that just happened. That just happened to me last night. Like, we were at, me and the crew was at a show and everything. Shout out to you all day. Let it be known. Yeah, but me and my bro, asked for the veteran and everything. We went out to grab a little bite, something to eat before we went back to the show because we didn't eat before we went. That was stupid of us. Yes, true, but so what? And everything, we was pressed for time, so we had to go. So we drive to McDonald's and everything, and Started From the Bottom was on, okay? We was in McDonald's for about, I say, about maybe 7-10 minutes and everything. We come out, start scanning channels. We was like, Started From the Bottom was on again. And then we went to another channel. Started From the Bottom was on there, too. And then we went to another channel and Started From the Bottom. I'm like, damn, Drake.
That's what I'm saying. So now that I have a problem with Drake.
One, he lying through the song. One, he lying through the song because that nigga did not start from no bottom.
Come on, Aubrey. Come on, Aubrey, tell the truth.
So I'm going to need that nigga to stop lying. He did not start from no bottom. But you know what? That is not... Right now, we getting sidetracked. Niggas are irrelevant tonight.
They are.
Niggas are irrelevant tonight. Remember, Larry. Niggas are irrelevant.
Irrelevant. That's right. Right. We're only talking about breast tonight, okay? That's all we're talking about is breast. Well, you know what? Some niggas have breasts, and we're not talking about those niggas with the breast.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I put that out there. Yep, all right, that's what we're getting at. All right, so, headline.
Yes, okay, I'm ready.
Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so, here you go with your sound effects again. You got to love it, because I do. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chris.
Hello.
With
Hello, I am Crispy Catalyst. And this is the headlines. Amanda Bynes. I don't know if y'all know Amanda Bynes, but Amanda Bynes is a young actress and everything. She rose up from the All That fame. She got her own spinoff on Nickelodeon called The Amanda Show, and she's been in other shows such as.
I remember her.
From What I Like About You and everything. She had other, I can't remember any movies she's been in, but yeah. She went on Twitter on the 22nd, and she basically told Drake something that was shocking and appalling. She said, huh?
She told him that she started from the bottom.
No. What she said on Twitter was on March 22nd, Amanda Bynes tweeted, quote, "I want at Drake to murder my vagina."
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The All That girls just make... Damn. Aubrey? Hold on. What did she say again?
She wants Drake to murder her vagina.
Love is in the air. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to remain positive this time around. I'm going to remain positive.
Love
is in the air. To murder the vagina. That's what's up.
Murder the vagina.
Yo, Drake, you got to go do it. You got to go do it. What does she look like nowadays? Is she even fuckable?
Yeah, she's fuckable. She kind of got a body. She's kind of getting a body now. I think somebody fucking her. I really think somebody fucking her because she's getting a body now. So
I got to Google this chick, man, real quick, man. What was her name again? Because I'm about to call her the All That Girl.
Amanda Bynes.
I'm going to check that out. Go ahead, man. I'm going to have to check her out.
Yeah, I think
That's
I put the article on the, I think I put the article on our fan page and everything. So anybody who wants to remember all the articles that are in the headlines, trust and believe they are they hit the fan page first. They hit the show fan page first, and that's facebook.com/theshowNTB. And yes, it is actually on there, Larry.
Okay.
So,
order from the bottom. Yo,
the actual article
is
on there.
Damn, yo, she wants she wants Drake to start from the bottom, huh? That's so. Is that what people are doing nowadays? They're just gonna call them out. Like, what happened to people with class and people with class and people who would just actually ask for the dude's phone number instead of telling the world? Yeah, I guess that's where we are right now. Females, is that a... You know what? She probably wants him to suck her breast milk. I just got a random ass text that somebody wanted me to say breast milk. I guess that's the word for the night, yeah. Come on. That's it. It's all about the females. Breast milk. No?
Really?
Yep. That's really? What we're going to do. This is an interactive show, okay?
That's
you text me anything that you want me to tell you. You text me anything that you want me to say on the air. That's what we're going to do. This is how you know this is a true, live, interactive show. Text crush. Text crush anything you want to. So this is going to be like a night of Tourette and shit. That's what this is going to be. And it's going to be yummy. Okay? It's going to be yum. I'm just going to say yum. That's another random ass word that just came through. But go ahead. Go ahead, crush. Don't let me sidetrack you. This is only my show. It's only our show. This is only the world show.
It really is.
Yeah.
So,
Never mind me.
And more news. Chad, I ain't even saying. You know what? I'm done saying Ocho Cinco. I really am. Because that's just so niggerish. Chad Johnson. He's Chad Johnson. I'm sorry. Because when he literally changed his name to Ocho Cinco, that was the biggest nigger shit you can do. So,
okay.
Therefore, Chad,
I gotta say this. I am the biggest Cincinnati. I am a big Cincinnati Bengals fan. So, when he changed his name over to us, we shook our head though, but we knew that nigga could catch the ball. Though, so we didn't talk too much down about him though because his numbers showed.
Well, what is he saying now?
It was the dumbest shit in the world. I'm not even going to lie. It was the dumbest shit in the world. But now he has, I guess, officially changed it back to Chad Johnson now. His mama didn't like that anyway, Mrs. Johnson.
Oh, he actually
like
changed
anyway.
It back?
He changed it back. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, Chad Johnson is accusing Evelyn of cheating with somebody from YMCMB.
Don't leave your girl around the YMCMB. True players for real.
Really? Really? Chad tweeted not to Evelyn directly. He tweeted indirectly to our publicist Danica Berry on Danica Berry's Twitter and said at Danica B agencies, fuck you and your promotion campaign to keep your 15 minutes of fame alive. She better hope that YMCMB dick keep her straight for life. That was that quote. Straight from him.
Okay. Now, this is the thing about this, and I'll go ahead and move on. Those two paths have actually collided at one point in time. Now, when I say the two paths, I mean Evelyn and, Birdman were doing some business, though, because I was watching the reality show, not by choice. I just happened to live with a female, and she was watching the show. But Evelyn was trying to actually get a publishing deal, or she was trying to come out with a book, and Birdman, she consulted Birdman about getting an advance. So Did she get dicked down by YMCMB? I would probably say yeah. Just a whole bunch of millionaires with nothing to do, drinking champagne and getting drunk,
no,
and getting high.
Mind you, they didn't say who it was. Me, I'm thinking it's Wayne. I think it's Wayne. Because Wayne fucked everybody on girl. You stole Christina Milian. He stole two girls from Dream. He stole Christina Milian. I don't know if he fucked her. He probably did. I mean, she is YMCMB now. So, but he fucked her. So she's YMCMB. So Wayne probably fucked Christina Milian. He impregnated Nivea. Who else, girl, did he steal? He stole somebody else's girl. I just can't remember who. Oh, he might have got Corinne Steffens pregnant and everything. She got a husband. So, yeah, I think it's Wayne.
Don't leave your girl.
Wayne love fucking somebody baby mom. Or Wayne love fucking somebody girl.
Yeah, bottom line, just don't leave your girl around the YMCMB. Don't leave your girl around the YMCMB, and you'll be all right. You will be all right. So, Chad Johnson, life goes on, baby. Life goes on. Go get you somebody else, man. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple of females around in Miami somewhere or wherever the fuck you're hanging around that actually know still who you are and would like to get with
kid.
Or would like to fucking ex. NFL star. So
actually,
anyway,
still cares who you are. You got to throw that in there because a lot of people know who he is, but just don't give a fuck.
All right,
listen.
All I'm saying is, as a Cincinnati Bengals fan, I would wish him to come back. I'm not even gonna lie. I would not mind for him to come back. I would not mind him coming back. We still got some work that we need to do, and we got some footballs that need to be called. We would invite him back. So, yo, Chad, if you're listening, man, listen, go contact Marvin Lewis. See if you can get another job, man, because we would love to have you back. Love to have you back. Anyway.
All right. And in more fucked up and more girls – stealing girl news. Remember when we broke the story about Gucci and Waka and everything, Gucci dropping Waka from Brick Squad because he claimed he was disloyal?
Yeah, that was last week's news, right?
Yes. But what I forgot that a source had to remind me of, a couple weeks ago, when Teresa helped me co-host, that we broke a headline that Gucci was talking to Selena Gomez. Y'all might know has Disney Channel Wizard of Waverly Place. Now she's all doing her blow up Shuei thing. She's doing her thing right now. Shout out to Selena Gomez. But here's where the plot thickens. The reason why Gucci did that is because Waka fucked Selena.
Wow, so that's what's really making the world go round now. Everybody just wants to fuck people, right? Is that what we are nowadays?
Hey.
Is that what we are?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Honestly,
you know what?
I cannot see Selena and Gucci. I can see Selena and Waka. I could see Selena and Waka. But Selena and Gucci? No. I can't see Gucci with nobody. I can't see Gucci with nobody decent. Like, really.
Yeah.
I really can't see Gucci with nobody decent. Like nobody pretty. I cannot see him with. I'm sorry. Call me an asshole. Yeah, I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I told y'all this. Now, what else?
Oh, God, I'm going to get shot.
Yeah, you are.
So, we have that news. And finally, the XXL freshman class of 2013 is out. Yes.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I'm about to take notes on this. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
Let's...
We got Schoolboy Q. Trinidad Jean.
We can critique the list
as soon as I finish. But yeah. Schoolboy Q, Trinidad James, Joey Badass, Absol, Logic, who was Kirko Bangs, Dizzy Wright, Action Branson, Chief Keef, Travis Scott, and Angel Hayes. Okay.
Son, stop this bullshit right here. Stop this bullshit that's
going
on.
This is my list that these are the people I want to care about. Okay. Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q need to be on this list. Yes. Joey Badass. Yes. Absol, absolutely. Dizzy Wright, yeah. Everybody else, I either don't feel them or never heard of you. And if I haven't heard of you, really, it really ain't popping. Honestly, I say the best list was the 2011 list. And that was with Meek, Kendrick Lamar, YG, who else was there? Big Crit, Sahada, Prince, who else was on there? Fred the Godson, Yellow Wolf, Mac Miller, that list. The only one that was on that list that was like felt that he shouldn't be there was Lil B. But when it comes to the whole list, the year 2011 was the best list ever that XXL has done. Until I'm in there. That's going to be the best list.
Okay, hold on, because this is bullshit and I'm allergic to it. Bless me. Okay, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
This is absurd bullshit. I think I'm having an allergic reaction to this damn list. Okay, I can't. Oh, shit. Excuse me. All right, listen, this is bullshit, okay? What is this list based off on? I have no idea. Anyway,
okay,
half of the motherfuckers
list,
should be on the list.
Nobody actually has, say, the list has never been actually publicized, but this rumor, the list is Buzz, your Twitter feed and the way you trend, your core fan base, like, and stuff like that, like how much you tour, like how much XXL actually sees your stuff.
Okay,
so if you like tweet XXL, like if you post something and just tag XXL all the time in it and get all your followers to do the same, you can pretty much make the list.
All right, so the list is based off of popularity.
It really don't have much to do with talent. It really doesn't.
All right, well, that's all I needed to hear, and I can safely move on then. And that's all I needed to hear.
And you know what?
That's where the whole fucking game has went right now.
Lyric,
this is why I'm so pissed off.
Lyric, it's time. It's time.
All right, it's time.
You know what I'm saying it's time for, right?
No, it's time for talent, I guess, is what the fuck you're trying to tell me, right?
Yes. She's here.
Uh-oh. That's what I'm talking about. She's a bad man, Majama. It's time to get hype, y'all. It's time to get hype. Yo, we got a special guest right now. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to be all cool and calm, but now...
Please, can I introduce her? Please.
I want to introduce her. All right, you go. All right, fine. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead. It's all you then.
All right. Now, our special guest tonight. is somebody that's, well, fuck it, somebody that should be on this somebody that should be on this XXL list, because she's the truth. She snaps in every, she's one of the top, in my eyes, she's one of the top tier of female rap, female battle rap. She is, I say, top two on my list, pretty much. She's top two on my list. And, like, but, like, every battle I ever seen her with, like, I was not disappointed. Like, I really can't figure out the words to properly tell you how hip-hop she is. So, I'm going to just let her speak. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all fucking ages, introducing live to the show, Bonnie Godiva.
Yo, what's up? That was like the best introduction in my life. I might have to hire you for that.
Yo, there it go. All right, well, you know what I'm saying? What is good? What's going on? Yo, Crush, can we get a round of applause for baby girl? Can we, please?
I'm trying to find
can we get the round of applause?
I'm trying to get the round of applause right now. I'm just, like, right now I'm starstruck. Excuse me, but I feel I'm starstruck right now. So I
appreciate the love.
Okay.
I definitely appreciate the love.
Yo, it's all good, baby. Yo, what's the deal, man? What's the deal? How you?
Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Bonnie, ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Godiva.
There you go. Don't love her like that. You know what I'm talking about? All right, yo, you in the house, you know what I'm saying? You're definitely in the building. You here live next to Blow Radio with Crush the Catalyst, Lyrical Incisions, your grandma's favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, we are honored to have you in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Thank you. I'm honored to be a part of the show. I'm glad y'all asked me.
Yo, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anytime. So, yo, I'm getting in the main story, man. You know what I'm saying? And the main host right here. And, yo, homie called me the other day and said, yo, we got the biggest, baddest battle rapper out who's going to be on the show. And I'm like, yo, who? He said, yo, Bonnie's in the video. He said, Bonnie's going to be here. And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest, I'm just now getting into the battle rap scene, you know what I'm saying? So I was just getting introduced to Loaded Lux and, you know what I'm saying, and a couple.
Oh, damn, we lost Lyric. Anyway.
Oh, damn.
Well,
he's
going to call back in.
Yeah, well, I ain't get to say, you know, definitely shout out to having me on the show, and shout out to Queen of the Ring, of course, because they're the platform that put me on and all that good stuff. Shout out to Innuendo, the whole Ryo 914, all my supporters from there to here. So shout out to all y'all that show me love. I definitely, y'all what I do it for, so
shout out
to all those.
No doubt. My bad, man. My mic had cut off for a second. But, yo, we back. But like I was saying, yo, Money called me the other day. Yo, says Bonnie's going to be in the building. He's going nuts and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I heard the name before, though, but I need to brush up. I need to catch up. So he was like, yo, go check out the battles, right? Yo, I promise. I'm laying up. My Wiz is right next to me. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And I started watching the battles, right? I think the first one that I had seen. And, yo, I was like, yo, I was just so blown away. I was so blown away because there weren't too many females that actually have that delivery that the males, you know what I'm saying, that the males was going in on. I said, listen, 1 o'clock in the morning, I can't, I bullshit you not. I woke her up in the whole nine, though, just because I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I tell you, the battle that I was watching, man, it was the Queen of the Ring, and you was going against old girl who you said worked at Best Buy and had a Home Depot. You know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about, right? Yo, and it was so crazy. You had went in and went through the whole Avengers and, like, the whole X-Men shit. Mm-hmm. And I cut it off. after that. I cut it off. After that, I didn't watch no more of the battle. I said, yo, this is fucking, yo, that was it, right? So I just wanted to commend you, man, because you actually really, really got me hyped again. And I watched a battle right after that with, I think her name is Little One.
Little One? Yeah, that's an old one.
Little Bit. Yo, what's up with her hairline? Like, what's up with homegirl's hairline? What the fuck was that
chill,
about?
Chill.
Oh, jeez. Yo, I'm
She definitely edged me in the battle.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. But, yo, let me say, I'm bottom line, man. Like, yo, she was there with her clique, and, yo, the clique looked ratchet and ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it. And, you know what I'm saying, you was real polished about yourself, though. This is something I wanted to commend you on, things that I look up. You know what I'm saying? It's real hard for me to become a fan with somebody, though, because, you know what I'm saying, there's not a lot of talent in the world of music nowadays, but yo, you definitely got it, man. So big ups to you.
Thank you. So did y'all want to ask me any questions or anything? Actually, I heard y'all talking about that XXL thing. I was really pissed off about that when I heard it. Because I haven't listened to all the people that was on the list, but I just felt like I don't even want to because Chief Keef and Trinidad James is on it, so I just kind of like, it kind of like shut it down for me. Like, I didn't even want to really see what that list was about, but I mean, I heard Kirk O'Bang shit, you know, a few times. I heard some Angel Hayes shit that I actually liked, so I mean, I don't know.
Nah, fuck that.
That list is kind of crazy.
Fuck that, tell the truth. We in here breaking glass and shit. We breaking glass and shit because I don't agree with this. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with this shit. The after stuff is going on. You know what? Fuck it. Give me that glass. Fuck it. I'm breaking everything. This shit got me so outraged, Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? Because you, as a lyricist yourself, though, you know what the game is like. You know what I'm saying? When you coming up and you listening to all these major MCs. Matter of fact, just go ahead and spit off at least 3 or 4 MCs that inspired you. Let us know really what that is.
Of course, Lauryn Hill. Big L is my favorite. I still listen to all of his shit. Like, I love Big L. Like, he was way ahead of his time. Like, with the metaphors and the innuendos, like he just went off. Like, people would have loved him on a battling stage, from a madness stage. Like, they would have went crazy for him.
Yo,
but,
as Beavis, I get nothing but hair. Like, that was
funny. Exactly. Like, imagine that being on the stage back then. Like, people would go crazy for that in the battle. Like, so,
yeah, I could
see definitely
yelling on a Smack Arena.
Definitely. I actually always ask people if they would have. Actually, I'll get back to that after I say these other two. I want to hear what y'all got to say. But, yeah, Lauryn Hill, Big L. I listen to a lot of content. To be honest, right now, all I have in my iPod actually is J. Cole, who I think is a great lyricist. Very underrated, but he definitely has the lyricism down. And I have a lot of Kendrick Lamar also, which I love Kendrick Lamar as well. So that's what I have in my iPod right now. Big L, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Lauryn Hill is all time. Kanye is all time. Common is all time. Like, those are people that inspire me. So I have a very lyrical following. Like,
you know what? Lauryn Hill, Big L, J. Cole, Common, and them, they ain't got shit on Chief Keef, bro. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Lauryn, and yeah, and Lil B is the greatest.
You know what, Larry, just for saying that, I know it was a joke, but I'm taking your hip-hop hip-hop pass away.
Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. Listen, there is...
You can't say that even in a joke.
I'm saying, man, listen, there's a little 9-year-old running around somewhere in here who thinks Chief Keef is the hottest thing that ever happened. You know what I'm saying?
Ridiculous to me.
Yeah, and Trinidad James, you know what I'm saying? Nigga. You feel me? But, yo, that's really where it is. But, yo, all jokes aside, Bonnie, yo, I love the list, man. I respect the list, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely see. If you could, maybe tell me how to
hold.
Go ahead.
Before we get into that, this is what I always ask people that, you know, interest me in their opinion. If it was a battle, who do y'all think would win? Y'all can just say one reason, but Big L and Big Pun.
Okay, I go with Pun just because Pun is my favorite, hands down. It's a bias. You know what I'm saying? I won't even lie. It's a biased decision. So with Pun, you know what I'm saying? And I will
be honest
with
about it.
Yeah, it'll be biased, though, because Pun, to me, for real pun to me, just hands down, he just had it. He just had it. This motherfucker read the dictionary day and night and loved word games, and he was just super, super intelligent. That's what I loved about him. And he put together words that – he put together words. He made words rhyme that weren't even supposed to rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hold, that's what I really love about him, man. Big Pun's catalog is just is wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I go with that. So yo,
but
rest in peace, man.
Both of their wordplay is just amazing, though.
Mhm. That's true.
To be honest, when I ask, I always go with Big L, and I'm gonna tell you why. I think on footage, Big Pun would be the wordplay king, of course. Like I already know that, but I think that. As an overall package, like Big L was just too on it with the like he could do a rebuttal in seconds. Like, and those are the type of things that will give you the advantage in battle. So not only did he have, you know, good wordplay and good, you know, and good bars, he also had those quick jabs, like, so that's why I say Big L would probably take it. But on footage, I know that Big Pun would be the wordplay king, like, for no doubt about it.
Yo, fuck that, right. Man. That's going on Twitter right now, man. Yo, we got to see, man. We got to see what's
we
going on. Like,
that's the Twitter conversation.
No, I ain't win, never, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody even ever asked me that. Nobody's even asked me that.
Yeah, I always ask what people would say. Like,
none of our guests ever ask us a question. That's why I like Bonnie already. That's why Bonnie is my favorite guest already. Nobody ever asked us a question. Nobody ever picked our brain before. See, Bonnie's my favorite guest, hands down. It's official.
There it go. So, yo, sweetie, man, just definitely let me know. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. Let the world know how the whole thing came about as far as, you know, when you what made you start even rapping in the first place to where you got now. Because, I mean, I love to hear inspirational stories like that.
No doubt. I used to do a lot of like just ciphers out in the street with, you know, people out on the street rapping, friends that I knew, acquaintances, like, you know, we would just sit outside and like summer days, of course, and just like, you know, blow L's and do ciphers all day. That's what we did on the weekends. So one of the people in the circle actually started a battle league. And that was the first time I actually even considered it because he was like, no, you rap. We were actually outside one day, and he was like, yo, you should battle somebody right now. There's a girl around the corner or whatever. So I just so happened to know the girl, and they didn't know I knew her, so she didn't want to battle me because she knew how I rapped. So the guy in the circle had a battle league. He said that I went. The girl never showed that I was supposed to battle. So he's like, he started telling me, he's like, yeah, and shout out to $100 Bill from Live Loop because he really started me. Like, he really started me on this battle shit. He's like, yeah, you should go over to Queen of the Ring. And I had never heard of it. I had never even watched Snack Battle, to be honest. I didn't watch anything. So I'm looking. I'm like, all right. I think one battle. My first battle watch was Misfit and Ina X, actually. I don't know how I got to that battle, but that was my first battle watch. And my first guy battle was Hollow and Arsenal. So,
yeah, that was a great
battle. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I started. So I'm like, all right, Queen of the Ring. I found somebody that auditioned or whatever. I found big on, like, a site. So I go. Now, mind you, if anybody watches my first battle, I always say this. I really hate that battle the most. Like, because I really was not prepared for what I like what I was getting into. Like, I didn't know that it would be recorded.
First
like,
battle was
I
with you and Jada, right?
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, I was me and Jada Ray, shout out to her, that's my sis. But I just was not prepared. I didn't know that they was recording. Like, I didn't grasp the whole concept of what I was doing. So, like, I was real nervous, like, you could tell. So that was my first battle. The more I went along, the more I started to get used to it. You know, but I always had the lyricism. I mean, even after that first battle, people were like, yo, you got the lyrics. You just need to work on X, Y, and Z. So that's what. You know, that's what I did. That's what I took away from whatever the feedback was every time. So I got strong enough to, you know, have more confidence and be really all in this shit. So, I mean, I'm still learning. It's still in progress. Like, you know, it's still a process to get to that point where I really just start fucking wilding out. Like, but the more I go and the more I get there, like, the more support I'm showing, like, that's really what I do it for, so.
It's coming, baby. It's coming, yo. You know what I'm saying? You got you a fan already, though, just off of that script. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
She ran through that. When you ran through the Avengers shit, I was like, all right, yo, that's it. I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got the phone lines is blowing up. Crush, before we get into the phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Oh, one more question.
I definitely need to pick her brain because it's some questions that I need to talk to Bonnie about. I need to know this for my word to the street know-how. Okay. Now, your battle with Miss Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then your battle with Quaestar.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a complete transformation. What happened? Like, what happened in that time span? Because it was like two different. It was Bonnie, but it was like two different Bonnies. Like, what happened in that time span?
I mean, that's when I started noticing when I watched the Hollywood battle, like, just physical aspects that, like, I needed to start thinking about on camera. So that's when I started to, and I think somebody actually told me, like, you know, it might have been Debo. Like, he might have told me, like, I need to, like, you know, just, like, dress a little, like, more sexy and not provocative, but, like, just, you know, give that a little bit of attention or whatever, even though I was dressed pretty, like, you know, tight or whatever, but I started to pay attention to those aspects, like, so, but as far as the energy level, what changed, I'm not gonna lie, I had so much Patron that night about a Quaestar, like,
damn.
I had me feeling like I would really smack her.
I'd be jumping around like, damn.
That Patron had me hyped, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I look back at it now, and I'm like, yo, I was really hyped for this battle, like, that, yeah, I need to start fucking with that Patron again, maybe, but that's just, I mean,
it was one line in that battle, like, you just killed her on, like, it was, I just can't remember it. It was, like, in the first round.
Metrosexual?
No.
Was it the metrosexual one?
No, I think it was a say it again line, so I just can't remember. It was a sick-ass scheme. I know it was a sick-ass scheme. I just can't remember.
Was it aiming him
out
of knees?
Huh?
Aiming him out of knees like I'm checking a reflex?
Yup.
That one? Yeah.
That's what it was.
Damn, so I think that was in the second, actually.
Damn, so that's what liquor do, huh? Liquor bring it out.
Yeah, it do. It does. It does.
She was going to the battle full of steam ahead, like. Okay, let's go.
It's hard because you don't want to drink too much and then start forgetting, like, so you got to really find that in between, like, that's what's hard for me, like, because if I go overboard, then I'm going to just, like, it's not going to go well, so. But
right.
If you find that middle ground, it definitely, you know, boosts your confidence. All right.
Let's talk about the last two battles.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lex. And we got Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
Sykes Raw and Lex Blank, Blanco.
Lex Blanco.
Yeah.
Blanco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lex, that battle, I'm still trying to declare a winner. Like, I watched that battle like four times, and I still can't call a winner on it.
You're not alone. A lot of people tell me that.
So, like, because when I feel like since Quay, you've been bodying hands down. Everybody since Quay, you bodied. So and this was the only battle I get what is like debatable,
mm-hmm.
And it's really a great battle. So I'm really. Like, it's one of those great debatable battles. It's one of those battles probably that will go down, like, who really won that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what was your mind state going into that battle, and what was your mind state coming out of it?
My mind state going in, I knew it would be a good battle. I knew lyrically she was the closest competition that I had thus far. So I knew it was going to be a classic battle. Like, I knew it for the minute, you know, I told them that I wanted her on the card. So I already knew what type of battle it would be. I mean, I thought it would go a little different because it's kind of hard to explain, really, that part of it. Like, battles can go drastically different if you go first or if you go second. Like,
yeah.
That could, like, really make a battle drastically different. So usually what I do is I prepare to go either way, but I really kind of prepared more to go second because, like, I've been working on my rebuttals. Like, that's what I've really been working on, like, to the point where I'm nice with it. But I can't rebuttal something, you know, after I go first and it's the third round, I can't rebuttal nothing she says. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it's that kind of is what fucked me up, like, kind of. Like, and that's my fault because I should prepare to go either way. But that's what was kind of like, that's what made me upset about the battle. But either way, I'm happy that it was a classic battle. A lot of battles right now do not have replay value, so I'm glad that ours at least has that. But I don't mind it being debatable. Like, from now on, I'm going to prepare. I'll make sure I prepare to go both ways. But I'm glad that it came out the way it did because I did want a classic battle. So.
That's what's up. I ain't mad at that. Yo, I don't know. But to me, it just seems like Crush, there's a lot of love in the air between, like, with you and Bonnie. Like, I don't know what it is. So I've never seen you just hate over anybody.
I'm gonna put this out right in the air right now because actually this is my next topic that I need. This is my next question that I gotta bring up. My favorite two and Queen of the Ring right now of all female battle rappers is Bonnie and Jada, and I've been hearing that you and Jada are going to do a two on two versus somebody. Is that going to happen? I need to know. Is it going to happen?
It most likely will. I don't know how soon it will be, but we've definitely been talking about it. And that came into play because a lot of people was like, oh, you guys need a rematch now that y'all so much better. And, you know, we were just like, nah, we don't really want to rematch each other. We've gotten actually the closest, like, since then. So that's when we started talking about a two-on-two. But, you know, it's not a secret, so I can say it, but the people that we wanted a two-on-two with was Farrah and Shuni. So.
Farrah and Shuni, I knew it, yo.
See, damn. All right.
I really think they're the only two that will actually be competition for y'all. Like, with the two-on-two chemistry, I think they're the only two that have that chemistry to go against y'all two.
Yeah. And I think it would be a good battle because it's kind of a good match, like, on both sides. Like, it's an equal match. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what comes up. Crush, I hate to ruin this Valentine's Day for you. You know what I'm saying? All of that double. We gotta definitely hit the phone lines and see what the ultimate customers of what they want to know, what they want to know, what they want to ask Bonnie, what they want to get the feel. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's go ahead and get it in. Let's take the first caller and Bonnie. I seen you on Sway talking that shit too, but I won't, you know what I'm saying? I loved it. You know what I'm saying? I loved it though, baby. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into that in a little bit though.
Oh yeah, trust me, I wanted to talk about that too, so yeah.
No doubt. So Crushes. We gonna do the
Crushes in love. So yo, let's go ahead and pick out a caller though. Crush, you go ahead and flip the coin, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do.
All right, we're gonna get in the 330 431. Pardon my dyslexia is back.
Your dyslexia, so,
yeah. Shout out to people that's working through their dyslexia and everything. 331 431. Call you on with the show.
What up?
Yo.
Blow Radio. Yo, state your name and where you calling from. You on the air.
What up, L.I.? What it do, man? It's your boy Rick Block, repping officials. Nigga, don't be saying my phone number out there like that. You know I got more than shit.
Hey, notice we left the last four.
Doing that, bro.
Though, but you know what I'm saying? But there's a couple cute females that might want the last four, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let them go.
Oh, cool. I don't do rats and roaches, bro. I don't do rats and roaches. You know, I don't know that.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
We got special guests, and I'm saying undisputed champion of the world. I'm just going to call it right now, though. You know what I'm saying? And if she ain't.
Listen, right? So I've been listening, right? I was at work. I've been listening to this shit since like 9 o'clock, nigga. We done had it on the radio at work and shit, right? So
All right.
I called my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? That's on my squad and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because right now she is the undefeated reigning champ for niggas or chicks, bro. And they like, we like, shit, we got 5 bands just to see you go against her.
You gonna tell me her name and where it's at?
Her name Lady J, you know what I'm saying? Janae Ford, you can go check her out on YouTube, all that shit, man. Homegirl got skills. She done shut me down a couple times, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping, and I go hard in a bitch. I done shut L.I. down, so, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no big ordeal, but you know. Yeah, you heard me.
How about you hit me up on Facebook, Bonnie Godiva? And yeah, I could let you speak to my management about it. We can see everybody
hell
has
an
equal chance. So
that's what I'm talking about.
She definitely listened. Listen, hold on. She definitely called me after she went and she checked out some of your footage and shit. She called me like, oh yeah, let me at her. I'm like, bitch, is you serious? She's like, hell yeah. I say, so let me ask you a question. I say, what's up? She say, what amount you want to put up? I say, shit, I got 5 bands, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping. She like, okay. I said, but hold on, bitch. If you lose my 5 bands, I need to know how you're going to return this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, then I got some shit to do. I'm trying to do this summer. I'm trying to stunt. But,
Hey, nigga, don't you owe me $10?
Negative. Don't even try it. Negative. But
I'll definitely check out. I always like watching the talent, but definitely hit me up and I'll, you know, swing you over to my management and you see how'd I go.
We don't back down. We shoot that very
dude. Don't get it twisted. Go Google me. Don't get it twisted. You know who I am. You know who I be. Don't get it twisted.
Hey.
You know
I just Googled who owe L.I. $10, though. Your name was number 2 behind my mama.
Anyway, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you got my cigarette? Oh, thank you. Real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Bonnie, I listened to some of your shit, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely dig your swagger and stuff, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
And, You definitely doing your damn thing, but I
and
definitely
dress nice.
In a set.
And thank you.
Whatever, nigga. I definitely wanna get with you and do some shit. You know what I'm saying? We can definitely set that up. And L.I., I'll be sending you the album Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
you can get off my motherfucking back and my phone with that bullshit.
I don't know
why you don't hear your destruction publicly.
I won't. I'll find something else. And now that you done called my radio station and then called my guest
and put you in bed,
nigga, we in the jungle. We in the jungle.
Okay, you done brought your ass all the way down from Columbus to get murdered. That was crazy. I can't believe that bullshit right there.
Negative. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. You know what? I don't like this.
Right.
I don't like this. Bonnie. Bonnie. Don't believe anything that he says, but when he hits you up on Facebook, make sure y'all tag me in that shit, because right. I got some things I want to say.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I definitely appreciate you, Rick, for calling in, man. Yo,
definitely,
get that
bro.
Album to me tomorrow, man, because I will ride up there and I will find you. You know what I'm saying? I will find you.
You know, I'm in the same spot. I ain't hard to find, nigga. I'm out here like 2 left shoes.
That's what I like.
All right, I'm definitely going to get with you, Bonnie, and y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. And stop texting my phone while I'm at work talking shit to me, bro. And don't be putting my number out there to no fat bitches. I don't be on that. Holla.
Holla. All right, so Bonnie, man, listen, we're going to play a song real quick, and you know what? You know what I want to do? I think I'm going to, you know what, since we in a,
since we're in this battle thing right now, Crush, you know what? I challenge you. I challenge, since we got Bonnie on the line, I'm going to challenge you when we come back, my nigga. I'm in that mood now. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. We're going to have Bonnie be the judge. We're going to do a round.
Really?
What you know about
really?
That?
Really? That's how we're doing it?
What you know about
right.
that? Let me get my bars together, nigga. I got bars. Bars, okay?
All right.
You know,
we can do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we Bonnie, you with that?
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm ready to hit those bars, always.
All right, yo,
well,
so stick around, y'all.
I want to get into some Bonnie.
All right. Hey, watch how you word that. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
I
it sounded kind of crazy for
you know
me.
What? It did, though, right? It did. But, you know what I'm saying? Hey, love is in the air, I guess.
I didn't even say, listen, this Moscato I've been sipping on, I mean, I'm feeling really lovely tonight. I'm feeling really lovely tonight.
All right, just relax, though. Just relax, because I don't want to have to throw you no bars, so.
I'm going to get some Bonnie tracks.
Go ahead and let her introduce.
We got two tracks. One is one of you sent us, and one is my personal favorite.
I bet I know which one that is.
What?
I know which one that is. Show my position.
Huh?
I know which one.
Actually, no. My favorite.
Okay.
My favorite one of yours is a bitch named Deception.
Okay. That was actually the first song I recorded. All these songs I recorded like my first time in the studio, but I got some fire, new fire. I'ma send y'all next week though. So.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, we can be exclusive. Yes. So, Bonnie, what do you want to hear? What do you want to let the people hear? I'm That Bitch or A Bitch Named Deception?
We could play A Bitch Named Deception first if I recorded that first.
All right. So, right, why don't you properly introduce it and we'll be right back. So.
All right, check out this track I did my first time in the studio, my first concept. So I was really proud of that. I take a lot of pride in it. So, it's called The Bitch Named Deception by Bonnie Godiva. I hope y'all enjoy it.
This nigga's been going crazy over this track.
And you rocking with the show, Next to Blow. Let's go.
Anybody can control a woman's body.
Seen him when he walked in, grabbed from the watch, made me wonder what it cost him. Caramel 6'5", fresher than a coffin, eyes I'm getting lost in. Made me want to do the things I don't do often, like call my man and say I'll never return, whatever the terms. If he in hell, I'm ready to burn. Heart stopped, I seen him watch until he saw another option go past, with hips rocking the ass, he ain't prepared to see. Damn, sign order to my man to be, and plans of him and me fucking in the canopy. Couldn't stand to see, almost let go of the fantasy, till I heard him whisper to me, she ain't who I plan to meet. Baritone gave me chills, he licked his lips and said, excuse me miss, my name is Will, and if you be my Jada, I can pay all your bills, keep you in heels and filet meals, as long as you stay real. I admit he had me blushing a little. It's like even from then I think I loved him a little. Yeah, I knew the niggas lied, but I trusted a little. Sincerity in his eyes must have touched me a little. And now I'm stuck in the middle of being one and the other's wife, living double lives, only staying every other night. Mama always told me what's done in dark will come to light. Damn, how could this shit be so wrong and feel so fucking right? I should've known it would all end, living in the fast lane, caught in the whirlwind. Lied and told my man I'm going out with my girlfriend, and kissed him on the cheek and said it's us to the world ends. Threw on my heels and was on my way to creep. It's funny, I didn't notice him behind me in the Jeep. I was sitting next to Will with his lips on my cheek. The next thing, I felt a pair of hands snatch me out the seat.
You know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some clans, so we can get into some gangster shit.
metal flash. He had his gun drawn, aiming at my man's chest. I knew he was done for. The fire in the man's eyes stood in between them so I wouldn't see a man die. Turned around, apologized, told my man bye. He looked confused like he couldn't understand why. Like, damn, why? So I told him I was tired of his shit, and if I had to choose, it wasn't him I would pick. Then I sat back in my seat, gave my lover a kiss. Pissed off, he told him, you could keep that scandalous bitch. But you should know that I ain't one to forget. So if we ever meet again, you better empty your clip, nigga. And that's the last I ever seen of him. Turned to Will and said, from now on, it's me and him. Couple hours later, now we back in his spot. He telling me the way I'm touching him is making him hot. Lay back, emotion to me that he want me on top. Told me, show me what you got, I say, I'll give it a shot. I slid it in and tied his hands to the headboard. He fell so deep into it, didn't know he was in for it. It must have took a sec before he knew it was a setup. Cause before he can get up, his chest was already wet up.
What I tell you, Larry? That nigga's chest was already wet up. You heard me? Before he knew. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I like that. You said that was your first joint, huh?
Yeah.
I could tell. Like when he said that he wanted to play that cut, though, I could see your whole morale just kind of lost for a little bit. It was like, oh, not the first cut, though. Like, not the first cut. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I just pick up on little shit like that because I know when y'all go back and listen to my first recording and shit, I'm like, damn, that was rough. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, but that's good though. For that be your first cut though, and I love it though because it had a concept to it. It had a twist and a plot and turn, and I like that. So,
thank you.
I'm definitely anxious to see. You know what I'm saying? That you didn't came up. I know you didn't change engineers, change producers. That somebody put some finishing work on the new stuff that's coming out. So, what we have to do is after I'm done crushing this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because I got bars. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to check out the latest cut though from his Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? In the meantime, Crush.
What's up?
Crush. It's time for me to crush it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Bonnie, you told me something. You just told me something when we was talking to you. You know what? That going second and waiting on the rebuttals is a good thing. So, Crush, you got to go first, nigga. You got to go first. I'm trying to get my game going. So, yo, you got to go first, nigga. You got to go first. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how y'all usually do it, Bonnie? Because I don't do the rap thing all like that. What we get? 30 seconds? What we get? A minute? You know what? Let's do a minute, though, because I know y'all, the queens of the ring, y'all be having like 5-10 minutes. I ain't got bars like that. Got a couple bars.
I don't even battle. I put everything in 16 bar cadences. So we doing 16 bar.
All right, y'all do that? Do the 30 seconds. Let's see how many punches I can get in with that.
All right, here we go. I'm ready for this. Nigga, I'm beast out here. I think.
All right, we're about to start the clock in. I'm about to start it off right now. Who the hottest boss to ever face the earth? And who the hardest gentleman? How you race in the hearse? See, it's Crush, Mr. Catalyst, you don't know me. Guillotine, whirly dreams for the haters and the phonies. Extra round. The dubs, frankly, the illest what? Murk it hits you, split you while they pick the body up. And me, I'm the same way. It runs in the blood. Have niggas inked up, tatted in slugs. See, I'm the shadowy soldier, Cold War general, Prince of SG. Beat you to a decimal. And that was 30. All right, let's go.
Oh, hey, yo, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check this out, you know what I'm saying? I know this nigga Crush ain't get his name from an orange soda. Now I know me, and I know you, and I know how we do. I am the Ayatollah of rock and roller. How you gonna have Bonnie on the next to blow and didn't even let her know that she was gonna be live though? And then, yo, all right, hold on, because that's what y'all be doing in the middle of the battle. Hey, yo, calm down. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get this work. You gonna get this work. You about to get this work. Check this out. Hey, yo, nigga, I'm telling y'all, I am so delicious that I ate some black eyed peas and told you it was so delicious. Ooh, nigga. Hey, that's it. Bars, nigga. Bars. Nigga.
All right, we're doing the one round.
That's what's up. Yeah, we only doing one round. Because I ain't built for this shit. All right, because I ain't built for this shit. This shit harder than what I thought.
It's hard for me to choose, right? It's hard for me to choose. When you had better flow, the other one had the off the top, so.
Did you see my delivery, though? Did you see my delivery? I'm about to call Loaded Lux, man. We about to put some G's on this shit.
You want to call Lux now? That's what
I'm bullshitting. I'm bullshitting. Nah, I'll be at league. I'm way out of my league on that shit. But yeah. I'm saying. I'm in my shit talking mode right now. This is what I do. Bonnie already declared me the winner. She already told me. So yeah, bars, nigga.
Let's get back into the interview.
All right.
Now back to Bonnie. Now Bonnie, we gonna talk about. Now I wanted to know who's next. See, because when you was in Sway in the Morning, you called out 40 Bars, Shayna Ashley, and with Miss Fidel, you also said you'll take on Misfit. And the Shice Raw battle, you said that Zan is next. So, who's next? Who's really next?
Zan is just somebody I had to throw a shot back at because she threw one at me at the Cold Room battle. So, that was that for her. I'll battle her there. It won't be a Queen of the Ring battle, of course. But, you know, if they bring me back out there to Philly and, you know, hit me with that price, I'll definitely battle her. But it's not something confirmed. But I can't even tell you who I got for this next Queen of the Ring card, but just know it's going to be crazy. Like, it's going to be so crazy. It's going to be epic. Like, I don't even know what words to describe it. Like, but as soon as I'm available to drop that information, like, please believe I will be. But I'm telling you, it's gonna blow everybody's mind. Like,
Is it a date yet on it?
May 4th.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, May 4th. So, you know what? I'm expecting you, Bonnie.
Is it a location
I'm already
yet?
Expecting you May 4th, man.
Huh? Sorry? Actually, before that, just so you know, I have a battle on the King of the Dot card in LA, April 20th, against a girl named Germ Free, who's a new girl, but, you know, I was supposed to battle old Blimey. She didn't want to. She said she was tired, so, I mean, this is just the replacement they gave me for this card. So, so I have her on April 20th. I got the May 4th one, and then I'm back in L.A. at the end of May to battle somebody else that I can't disclose yet as well, but pretty well-known name. So those are my next three battles.
All right, so May 4th. Okay. I might have to make that one.
Yep, I'm telling you, this card is like next level. Next level. There's never been a card like this. There's only top tiers on this card. Only like. So.
Oh my God. Okay, this is gonna sound so random, but it's a reason why I'm doing this. Now I gotta yell at my brother right now because he is on the switchboard. So. Flame, okay, We hitting the award show on the 5th. I'm saying we need to go to this card first on the 4th, and then we can go to the award show. It's nothing but top tiers. I know you're listening. It's nothing but top tiers. We need to make this. So yeah. So we need to figure out that whole situation because I'm trying to go. If you ain't going, well, I'm going. I'm gonna figure out a way to go. So yeah. All right. That was random, but yeah. I'm the extra one on the show. So yeah.
It's all right. It's fine. Entertaining.
Let's get in some. Now let's get in some more callers. Where are we going with it? I want to get into the 313-675. 313-675. You're live on the air next to Blow Radio.
What's going on, fam?
No,
it's Rob. Facebook, I had hit you up about the Unbiased group. I just wanted to say give a shout out to Bonnie.
Thank you. You know how we do it in there without the debate. So shout out to Unbiased.
Oh yeah.
Thank you thank you for calling in and listening.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know on some real shit. I ain't never like really fucked with the female battles and shit. And then I was fucking around, you know, how Smack this bullshit and I'm dropping the battles. I was like, let me check out one of these female battles. And I think you was battling Streams.
Yeah.
You killed that broad, though. It was a good battle, but no. Yeah, she got that work.
Thanks. That's actually one of my favorite battles, too, so.
Yeah, that shit was, it was a dope ass battle. She just couldn't fuck with you that night, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, just letting you know, like, you open the nigga up to female battles and shit, that's all.
Thanks. You should definitely watch some more, though. I mean, we got some shit. We stepping it up. And to be honest, we've been having more classics than the guys lately. So...
Yeah, once I seen your battle and shit, I just start fucking with the other ones, you know. I was like, you know, maybe they do got something to offer. You know, I really ain't give y'all a chance. It's pretty much like judging y'all before listening.
Yeah, It's like WNBA. That's how
yo, and don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Bonnie, yo, when Bonnie battles, yo, your whole crew, ain't even safe. Y'all, I seen one battle where she just went off on homegirl's entourage. Like, he even stopped clapping on homegirl for a minute.
Yeah.
And went over there, I was like, yo, nigga, you got dicks in your mouth and this and that. And then I heard you fucking him and shit. I was like, whoa, she going off. And old girl tried to jump in front of the camera like, what about me? What about me? I was like, what the hell?
That shit do be funny when the motherfucker be battling and they just get to going in on their entourage.
This shit was hilarious.
It needs to be done sometimes.
Oh, shit, I was in tears, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. That's it.
Oh, for sure, my baby. Keep doing your thing. And I like that you're out there fucking with that music, too. Don't just get boxed in as the battler.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely on it. It took me a little while, but my situation is at the point where I could, you know, drop shit consistently. So I'm on it. It'll be here in you know, next week. So.
That's what's right, up, so shit. Who do your beats and shit? Cause I heard that track they was just playing and shit.
Yeah, that was an industry one back when I was doing that, but I get a lot of original beats now, but... Actually, thank you for reminding me. You know, anybody that's listening that got some fire beats, I'll always take a listen. I'm dropping my mixtape at the end of the summer, so if anybody want to send me any beats, you can send it to me at businesswithbonnie@gmail.com, or you can send it to bougiebonnie, B-O-U-G-I-E, bonnie@gmail.com. And, you know, I'll listen to them, and, you know, if I like it, we'll definitely talk about it being on my mixtape, so... I'm always looking for good beats, always, so don't be afraid to send me.
Yeah, I want to send it to that second one, Dan.
I got a question, Bonnie.
Yeah.
If you could battle any female right now, no retirement, no bullshit or nothing, who would you battle right now? Industry bros and all.
Dun, dun, dun.
Forget it. That's a good question. When people ask me questions like that, I would have to say the person I feel like legend-wise is the most competition. And I really feel like that would be Remy. Like I would break her out of jail.
Wow.
I would break her out of jail to come battle, right? If I could get out of jail to come battle, I would.
Damn, that'd be dope as hell.
This is what I've been seeing, if the legends can, you know, we've seen it with the guys, you know, the legends coming back. I want to see how it is, like, when, you know, her and Lady Luck and those ones that were doing it way before we was doing it, how do they adjust to now, like.
Yo, it'd be dope to see Bonnie battle MC Light and shit, you know what I'm saying, like, the Yeah, I'm saying
I'll
pay money for that shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
Put
MC Light on
the I will pay money for her versus Remy. Do you know
what? Her and Remy, that's
like,
gonna, ooh,
that is
goodness.
Like headline. That's a clear headline.
I think that would be great. We both got our little list. Going on.
yo, to see them two battle, man, shit, you might see Pun come back down from heaven one time just for that shit.
Right.
You might see that nigga resurrect. You know what I'm saying? But yo, that's good, man. Hey, matter of fact, Bonnie, one more time, boo boo, go ahead and spit those email addresses for the producers though, because they blowing my line up one more time.
Sure. It's Business with Bonnie. BONNIE with spelled all the way, WITH at gmail.com, or Bougie Bonnie, BOUGIE Bonnie at gmail.com.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, so,
okay. One question, because I'm getting hit up by like 1, 2, 3, 4 people right now asking about does that qualify for features too? You said that for beats, but. Can they get features too?
Now that I'm on a more consistent recording basis, I don't mind that. Hit me up and we'll talk about that. You definitely probably want to hit the business one, and the business with Bonnie one is the one that I pay attention to a little bit more. So hit that one up with your feature, request, what you're looking for, and we'll talk about it. But definitely.
All right.
If you could do a track with anybody, who would you do one?
Sorry?
No, I was saying if you could do a track with anybody right now, who would you fuck with?
It's a good question. Hold on a sec. Let me think about it. I mean, of course, if I could bring somebody back, y'all know I would say Big L. But currently,
God, that's my man.
Exactly. But currently, I would have to say
Chief Keef.
I really like Kendrick. Like, I dig his style. Like, so I think it would be interesting to do a song with him.
I think that would be a great blend, both of y'all styles. That's a great blend.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
Yo, we got... I just got an email from Chief Keef. He said he wanted to do one.
Shut up, Larry.
Niggas sending emails from jail, though. You know what I'm talking about? But yo, we definitely appreciate you calling in, my man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you hit home with some questions. You know what I'm saying? We definitely love that, though. To see who she loved the battle as far as the industry goes, and know who she'd do some collaborations with. Oh, there you go, Bonnie Boo Boo. So since you sending out dates though, you know what I'm saying? You said May 4th. I'm wondering, can we get you to return right before that though, so you can go ahead and you can promo that? I mean, can we get you back?
Of course.
Yeah, can we get, know what I'm saying?
Maybe we can have a little video chat thing or whatever.
Yeah, we could do that. So, Crush, I'm going to leave that to you, you know what I'm saying? Since you hooked the whole thing up, I'm going to go ahead and leave you in charge for that part too, though, because I mean, she said she'd do it. I love it.
And I definitely will be on it.
Yeah, I know he'll be on it, though, because he'll probably be already having his ticket in the whole nine. He'll be there.
I will make a promo video. I will make headlines. That will be in the headlines. I will promote that on everybody's show. Trust and believe.
He would. He definitely would. So, you know what I'm saying? What I would like to do at this point
You know what would be my dream show?
What's that?
Bonnie.
Your dream show.
And Jada. Bonnie.
I knew you were going to say that.
My two favorites. Because, yes, Bonnie and Jada. I would love that show. I would love it.
Yo, so put that in the works, man. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we might be able to get that to pop. No, but it's all on you, baby. You see how you run the game. Before we lock that down, I need to hear this second cut from Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear this how this post-production game then got her. You know what I'm saying? How we got her up. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear that. That's what I love to hear.
Yeah.
So what was that other cut that you was talking about earlier?
This is one of my favorites, actually. My favorite of the three that I did. It's still a little old, but I've been playing it a lot, and I still play it a lot. So this one is called I'm That Bitch. I really enjoyed this track. Like, I think it brought out the most of my personality out of the few that I did, that I've done already, excluding my new shit. But, yeah, take a listen to it. Let me know what you think. So
right.
This is I'm That Bitch, Bunny Godiva.
You know, I don't really understand why you call yourself a bitch. I mean, that's such a derogatory term, you know? Bitch, I'm a young savior, resurrected from the manger. Flow on point because I'm sharper than a razor. I don't let my money talk, look at his behavior. When it come to presidents, it suit me like a blazer. Now these niggas checking for me like they need a favor. $1 million sandals in the pocket full of Hamiltons. If you think you the one, call me Mr. Anderson. Center of attention, they just trying to get his handle in. Cause I'm goody-goody, but I've been bad. Make him do a double take, twin bad. Since hoops in the ears, been bad. I had him throwing all their money in my gym bag. Old school rich, yeah, I gotta keep it retro. Can't find cars like mine at an expo. Show you how to swipe more cars in the metro. Then I let your ex know I'm on to my next though. XOXO, Bonnie be the realest. LOL, smiley face, kisses to you bitches. Seven-figure digits in my jeans, so religious. No wonder why I act too big for my britches. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. All you bitches hanging on me when you feeling it. You got no idea who you dealing with. Be real with it. I know you really feeling it, but I don't really give a fuck about your feelings, bitch. I'm ill with it. Downright ill with it. And I'ma kill it till you know it ain't no healing this shit. Body laid track down like Remy. Gotta keep it flowing till I'm flowing at the levee. Tired of all these niggas saying, Bonnie, you ain't ready. Play the beat and I'ma put it down like it's heavy. Gotta get it all from the 100 to the penny. And when I say it all, I ain't trying to leave them any. Why they in the streets throwing money like a Betty? I'ma run up on a bitch for a Gucci Louis Fendi. Probably even take a boyfriend if you let me. Now you downtown sounding like you drowned in spaghetti. Damn, Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. See, it's bitches like you that be calling bitches, that be giving us bitches a bad name. I mean, who do you even think you are, bitch? You ain't fly. Like, what type of bitch calls herself Bonnie? Like, didn't she get shot like 20 times? Like, what's fly about that, bitch?
Yo. That cut right there, I'm not even going to lie. Yo, that cut right there made me want to go ahead and get that high top fade and shit going on. You know what I'm saying? That old boys in the hood giddy up on with them loud ass colors for no reason. You already know what time it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with that. That's that. I love that retro hip hop shit, man.
Thank you.
Love that retro hip hop shit.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yo, I like that right there.
Are we calling 2 for 2? Because I'm calling 2 for 2. 2 for 2?
You know what? I'm calling two for two. I want to do that old kitten play dance and shit off of that, man. Like, you already know what time it is, you know what I'm saying, with the spin around, with the kick each other. And
I was
shit.
Actually doing it. See, the thing is, I was actually doing it and then kicked my dresser, so now I got to sit down.
I told you to stop doing that shit, man. I told you to sit down, man. Damn, I told you to stop doing that. Yo, Bonnie, man.
You know when I get in motion?
Yo, here you go, man. Yo, so what do you do for fun? What does Bonnie do to actually chill? What do you do for fun?
I write all the time,
okay.
A lot. More than music. I write a lot of shit. That's always been my number one thing. I draw. I'm a talented artist. Drawing actually relaxes me. So, I mean, but for fun, anything creative. Like, I like doing spontaneous shit. Like, I like going paintballing. I like going, you know, skydiving. Like, I like doing spontaneous things like that.
Whoa, shit. Oh, Boo-Boo said skydiving.
Yeah.
No way.
I like this shit. I love all that adrenaline pumping shit, like, you know, roller coasters. I love anything like that. So, but I like trying new things, so.
Damn, battle rapping ain't enough for you, huh?
Nah. I'm actually thinking about, I really wanna try comedy. Like, I've really been thinking about it. Like, I wanna try it and see how it goes. Like, I just like trying new things to see what I'm good at, you know, what I have potential in, what I could benefit from. So,
yo, you got me going with that because you's a pretty ass girl, man. And I have the parachute not open and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's all my real worst fear. The last thing you want to hear is when you're
something like that.
I'm just letting her know my fear. You know what I'm saying? When you 2,500 feet up in the air, the last thing you want to hear is oops when you trying to pull the parachute. You know what I'm saying? No, oops. You don't want to hear oops because oops means and splat. And bow, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all of that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's, hey, you do your thing. I love to keep my feet on the fucking ground. I don't even like roller coasters. That shit's wild, son. That shit's wild. So, you into sports?
Sorry?
You into sports?
Yeah. I was all in the basketball for a while. Elementary, okay. High school, part of college. I did basketball. Right.
Yo, who you got winning this NCAA championship?
Honestly, I do not. I haven't watched it in a while, to be honest. All
right.
I really can't answer that.
All right. Well, let me ask you about this. Yo, you got to be a Heat fan, Dan. You seem like a Heat fan, a Miami Heat fan, right?
Nah, negative.
Get the fuck out of here.
To be honest, don't laugh at me, but, like, before Steve Nash, like, switched over, I really was a Phoenix Suns fan for some reason. Like, I really just like their team, so I would get made fun of a lot, but that was my team before Nash left.
No, that's cool, though, because I was a Shaq follower. That's the reason I even liked the Heat, because Shaq had went there, but the nigga got old. But I was a Phoenix fan for a while, though, just for that simple fact that he had went there. So, you know, we on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, we on the same page. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. I ain't mad at that. So, I mean, you're home. I mean, what does Bonnie do when she's home around family? You know what I'm saying? You a clown? What are you describe to me your at-home atmosphere.
I'm definitely, you know, when I visit my family and all that, I'm definitely a clown. I'm definitely a clown, especially with my younger cousins. Like, I like the younger children in my family to always have fun, so I'm definitely always doing things with them, always, you know, making them laugh. My family is pretty funny. So it's definitely like, well, we all make each other laugh. We all smile when we get together. So, but for the most part, I'm relaxed. But I like people, my family around me to feel comfortable and, you know, have a good time.
Yo, because I feel like, yo, I definitely feel like for you to be somewhat of a battle rapper, because I got a cousin who just comes to me all the time. Like, that's all he does is just talk shit for a living. Like, I mean, if you can get paid to talk shit, he would definitely be a millionaire. But he says, always come to me like, yo, cuz, I need to be a battle rapper. I need to be a battle rapper. Because I'm like feeling you definitely have to have a crazy sense of humor and be a real funny person to actually be a battle rapper, because you're going to need that. You know what I'm saying? You need to bring that in. So just elaborate on that. Does that help you a lot?
It definitely does. And this is one of the parts I've been focusing on more as of lately, because it's a given that I could write a billion hard bars. Like, I already know it. Like, I think about those type of bars all the time. So I really, you know, want things that's going to, like, give you that feeling. But I also want to be well-rounded. So I've kind of been focusing on, you know, appealing to the crowd in different ways than that. So, and which was a lot of, a big part of why I put a little bit more jokes into Lex than I did to anybody else. Like, I've always done jokes, but I haven't really went that deep into the jokes. So that's definitely a part I've been focusing on as a lady because, you know, a lot of the people that I really feel like, you know, are the greatest in battle rapping, and it, like, they have that, they have those bars and they have that edgy humor as well. Like, you definitely need a sense of humor, though, to be a battle rapper because, and sometimes even a dark sense of humor because, you know, sometimes you got to get real disrespectful and it's like,
yeah.
You know, it might not be funny to you personally, or something you personally say, but when it comes to battle, like battling, you got to step out of that personal comfort zone. So,
dig it. So, like, coming up in high school, you know, were you one of the people who, you know what I'm saying, was running around? I mean, how were you as a kid? I don't want to paint a picture. You know what I'm saying? Were you beating up girls? Were you getting along with them? Was you standoffish? How was you? Was you always the one cracking jokes in the hallway?
When I was younger, I was the more, like, elementary school, beginning elementary school, I was the more quiet kid. Like, I read a lot, I wrote a lot. I didn't really, like, socialize too much. And that's part of on account of me moving around so much as well. Like, but, you know, I was the type of kid that would rather read than, like, go play outside. Like, that was me. So, but as I got into, like, later elementary school, I turned into a huge tomboy. Like, I was dressed like a guy for a good amount of time, like, to the point where my mom even thought I was gay, like, so I had to snap out of that. But, you know, eventually I got to that point where I snapped out of that shit, so.
Okay.
But I was just an athletic type, but I was a studious type. I had fun. Me and my friends have fun, but we always put our grades first. Like, we had fun. We did a lot of shit, but we put our grades first.
Right,
I know that's right. So, how was it working with Babs? Like the first time that you met Babs, like run through that with me.
I honestly cannot. I remember meeting her on a Jada battle, but I don't think, like I said, I just don't think that whole experience grasped me until it was like over and I was done with it and already home. Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, that's what I felt like. Like, it wasn't, it didn't happen, but I swear, like, that's how I felt. But working with Babs is great. Like, she definitely puts her all into it, and she supports all of us, like, equally. You don't feel like it's favoritism with her, none of that. Like, it's always been great to work with her, and I always feel like I could talk to her about anything that I wanted to talk to her about, and she'd always be there. So it's definitely been great.
That's what's up. So one of my last questions before I pass the mic on to Crush is, who – have you been? Have you met anybody where you became starstruck, or who do you think that you would meet and become starstruck?
Trying to think.
I tell you about my experience. Like, I met Cam. Cam came over here to Ohio. You know, I'm killer. Came out here to Ohio. That nigga's you know, he's an asshole, period, right? He's just a straight asshole. And I meant to do that
like
side, and I ran up. Hell yeah, I ran up on that nigga like, yo, Cam, like, this is around when the Come Home With Me had dropped. He was supporting Ohio real heavy. I ran up on that nigga like, yo, and I knew it was him, though, because you can see from 6 hours over, he had those big yellow stupid-ass earrings in. You know what I'm saying? So I ran up on the nigga, man. I was like, yo, Cam, you got your eyes, you know what I'm saying? Let me get your autograph and shit. And, you know, first thing the nigga says is, where's your pen, B? Where's your pen? You asked for an autograph, you ain't even got no pen. I was like, oh. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? I never got the autograph, though, but I just knew that he was going to be an asshole, and that was, like, I was expecting it, and I was just, it was an experience for me.
I would say, of course, Jay-Z. I would be starstruck if I met him. I'm trying to think of anybody else. I mean, I've met a lot of people, like, so I think that kind of wore off of me a little bit. My uncle was a big producer for a while, so, like, I met a lot of people.
Okay.
Usher. You know what? If I meet Genuine, it might happen.
Get out of here. What?
I had the biggest crush on Genuine. I can't even front. Like, I really had the biggest crush on him, so and that might definitely might still be there if I ever met him. But
that's what's up. Y'all might have to tweet that one time really quick and might have to tag you in that window. Like, Bonnie and Genuine. That's what's up, though. That I wouldn't expect that one from you, homegirl. Genuine. That's what's up.
I mean, all of us had our first celebrity crush. Like, that was really my first celebrity crush. I mean, Ain't None of Your Friends Business came out. And, like, all that type of time, like, that was my crush.
You know what's so crazy about that, though?
If I can
go about it right, if I can find somebody's number, I have a plug to Genuine. So we could probably actually get him on the show.
See, this is why I was meant to come on the show.
look, things getting ready to happen. You know what I'm saying? Where's my motherfucking harp at? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to home wreck, but I will rescue somebody quick, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? We gonna play. Yeah, love that heart, man. Yeah. Love is in the air, real quick. You know what I'm saying? We kind of the Genuine now. You know what I'm saying? Was attracted to that the S curl or shit? What would he have when he came out? Motherfucker was dripping everywhere. Everybody had that shit when Genuine came out, man. The niggas that cut their braids off and shit just to get the little baby curls and shit in there. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I can't believe this nigga spraying their hair in the middle of third period. Come on, nigga, you're getting that shit on my homework, man.
I was really doing that shit. I was a young boy back then. I'm like in the second grade, and it was like niggas in second grade with cans of oil sheen in their book bag.
No, I don't know about all that.
To be honest,
a lot of people ask me what my like physical type is. For some reason, I have like a thing for bald guys with goatees. I don't know why, but like that's like my thing all of a sudden.
I'm shaving my head.
Yo, Crush, you almost forgot, man. You was going to go down your top 10 list of what you love about females, man. You almost forgot.
Oh, my God. See, because I'm starstruck by Bonnie. All right, but, yeah, I'm gonna get into it right now. Hold on. I got to find it on my phone. Do we have a sound effect for that?
Just listen, I'm practicing this harp, so give me all that I can, you know what I'm saying? Because I just bought this harp from the damn flea market, and I'm going to find something to do with this.
All right, well, let me just put my intro on it. Hello, this is Crush the Catalyst, Mr. Everything, and these are my top 10 things that I love about women. Number 10.
All right.
Well, number 10. Matter of fact, every time I say a number, just hit the harp for me. Can you do that for me, Lyric?
Man, listen, my fingers are starting to cramp the fuck up, man. All right, go ahead.
Number 10. Oh, my God. Number 10.
Go ahead.
Motivation. I say motivation is because I don't want no girl that's just going to sit there and do nothing with our life. If I'm going to be on the move, I'm going to need you to be on the move, too, because it's got to be 50-50 with us. So if I'm a go-getter, baby girl, you got to be a go-getter, too. So let's get this money together. You feel me?
You can only
Number nine. Number nine. The walk. Something about a woman's walk. If she know how to walk right, that just makes me want to fall in love right at that point. Make me want to just say, you know what, I might want to fall in love with you. Just by the way walk. Number eight. Every walk has to have a talk with it. You can walk the kingdom come, but if you ain't saying nothing, We ain't talking. No communication.
Okay. Seven.
Number seven. Please.
All right.
Compromise with a brother. Because, like I said, it's 50-50 in all my relationships. So I'm going to compromise for her. So what I love when they compromise for me. Number all six right. is gaps. Now,
did you say gaps?
This is great. Yes, I said a gap.
Oh, I thought you
A lot of people think I'm crazy for this. But I don't know. It's just something about a gap is just so cute on a chick. Like, that
until,
little cute.
Until she uses it on you.
Nah, just a little slit in the front two teeth. Like, that's so cute. Like, oh, my, like, girl, do you know how beautiful that gap makes you? Don't judge me. This is just my preference. Number five, be comfortable in your skin. If you big, girl, rock that. If you bald headed, rock that. I seen a chick in the club that was dancing her ass off. Her wig fell off. She had a shaved cut. Now, why are you running, racing, and everything to get to the bathroom and put your wig on? If you put yourself that you wanted to shave your head, if you got a bald head, rock that, girl.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put this disclosure in here. Listen, whatever the fuck Crush is talking about does not necessarily reflect those who are associated with Next to Blow Radio. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
These are my preferences. I'm just saying, if she a big girl, rock that big, rock that weight, girl. If you bald-headed, rock that weight, rock that bald head, girl. That's
no,
all I'm
fine.
Saying.
All right, number
That's
four.
All. You got lace fronts. If you got a lace front and you feel comfortable with that lace front, be comfortable with it. Just be comfortable with you.
All right,
number four. I love a girl from the streets. I love a hood chick. I love goons. Because say some shit happens in a club. I'm going to need her to know what to do. Bottom line. I'm going to need her to know what to do.
Bonnie, I feel like a lot of this is
Do something.
You get that notion too,
boo-boo?
I feel like a lot of this is driving you. Right. Okay, go ahead. I'm just want to make sure we're on the same page. Go ahead. Three.
No, bust a chick in the head with a bottle. Do something. Don't sit there and scream. I can't do that. Number three, legs. Legs, 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 legs. I don't even have to say more than that. Number two, a boss. Ain't nothing more sexy than an independent chick. Ain't nothing more sexy than an independent chick that gets her own money. Really don't need you. She wants you, but don't need you.
Bonnie, this is you. This seems like you. Okay, go ahead.
Lyric, shut
and
up.
Number one. All right, I'm just
number one,
stating obvious.
My favorite thing about a woman is tattoos. I love a girl that's tatted up.
All right, so just so I can confirm, Bonnie, how many tattoos do you have?
None.
Okay.
Shut up, Larry.
All right. I was just asking. All right. Seemed one-sided to me. Okay. That's what's up. I like the list. The list is great. All right. So I'm going to ask Bonnie the top three things that she loves about a man. Then how about that? Give me three.
All right. Three is I got to be able to talk to you about anything. Don't matter what it is, like, we got to have that type of conversation where it's a good conversation about whatever, politics, personal shit, it don't matter. Like, so you have to have some type of intelligence as well with that. Let's see, two, you definitely got to be about your business. Like what he was saying, you know, flip the other way, you know. I'm making a lot of moves. I want to feel like you are inspiring me to keep making those moves or make more at that, because you're on your grind. So I definitely look for somebody like that. It's not going to work if we're going in different directions. If I'm going up, you should be going up. So definitely need that. And the number one thing I would say is sense of humor, because I really like to enjoy life, and I don't like people that put out a lot of negative energy. Like, what you put out is what you get back, so I don't want to be around it. Like, so if you got that positive energy and you got that sense of humor, like, we'll click. So.
Yeah, I understand that. Oh, because I got a significant other with, you know, you got to have the sense of humor with, especially when she hits you with the, oh, babe, about that rent money. You know what I'm saying? That's when my sense of humor really needs to kick in. Or kick her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one of those. Baby, about that rent money. Yeah. So, that's the stuff. I like that. So, sense of humor. You got to be about your business, and you got to be able to talk about anything from curtains all the way down to Mac computers. So, yo, my niggas, you know, niggas, get focused. You know what I'm saying? Get focused, get about your business, and expand your horizons when it comes to talking. And you might be able to talk with Bonnie, and you might be able to be that significant other, you know what I'm saying, if she's looking for it. So, yo, everybody out there, take notes, though, because Bonnie's a bad one, and you know what I'm saying? It'd be good to lock down, you know what I'm saying? It'd be really, really good to lock down. So, yo, that's good, man. I'd say, man, one more thing that I always wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, that I definitely wanted to do is I'm going to have Bonnie just spit a hot-ass 16, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Every now and then we do a hot 16 Thursday, and since we got the Bonnie the boss in here, yo, could you please bless us with a hot 16 to end the show?
Sure. All right, let's see.
I'm saying. Here we go.
Break all right, up. Ready?
Bonnie.
I ain't even got to tell them where I'm from. City where we air shots like propellers on the guns. And niggas get chased down like felons on the run. Pair of hands leave you purple, turn your melon to a plum, Cause we ain't never had the temper to play when all we had is hard nights at the end of the day. But now my niggas want it all, though. Major bread. And out here, you could die for what they say, he said. Think it's a game, kid, but you won't be playing dead. You'll just get covered on the floor, but you made your bed, But see, that's all you. See what a call do, peace to your chest. You don't want to make the wrong move. You don't want to cross me. You just better pray to that. Because I keep it real like it ain't no way of faking that. Ask me where I'm headed, I say any way to make it at. Yeah, I got to get it. If it's plenty there, I'm taking that. And if I said it, I did it. Or what you mad at it? Or what you think? I'm too pretty to say I grab Maddox. But can I say I'm a bad gal with bad habits and keep a pump in the game? It's like I'm asthmatic. The way I spit it, you should know that I'm ill. I'm that rap blackjack because I show them the deal. So if you want to that beat, well, you know I'm that nigga. Come get your mic jack, that's an overnight thriller. Call me Bon G, I'm that overnight killer. I make it all stink because I'm flowing like Brita.
Hey,
that's real, like,
Why is Bonnie not on the freshman list? That's what I want to know.
Because they don't appreciate talent. You know what I'm saying? Yo, obviously.
I'm going to get there.
Yeah, we definitely going to get there. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, Bonnie, yo, we appreciate you stopping by. It has been more than a pleasure. Definitely, definitely. Anytime, you are welcome to come back. Just let us know. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to give us a heads up. Just call and we'll stop every motherfucking thing for you.
Thank you for having me. Oh, and shout out to Troy from North Castle Ave, one of my supporters. He definitely asked me for a shout out, and I did not forget. So shout out to him as well. But thank y'all for having me on the show.
You know what's so crazy about that?
Right.
That's my cousin.
Troy, he definitely asked me, like, and I can't, you know, not do what I say I'm going to do.
Yeah, shout out to my own cousin Troy, Cash Ave all day. Let's go.
But thank y'all for having me. Definitely, I'll be back.
Anytime. Well, Bonnie, state your last words where everybody can find you at, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, whatever you got. Just let everybody know where they can find you at.
Sure. hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, and it's Bonnie Godiva, BonnieGodiva. You can hit me on Twitter, Facebook. I always respond, always show love, so don't be afraid to hit me.
All right. Lyric, you got your parting words ready? And no, we don't, because we just lost him. Oh, well. Well, my parting words, you know, it's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Chris the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. I'm so in the groove, Mr. I'm so smooth. Next to blow, let go. You know what it is. My parting words for every show is you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So everybody just cherish every day that you have on this earth, because you never know when it's going to be your last. Y'all can find us next week here once again, same time, same station, next to blow, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. It's the show. So, and parting words for my boy Lyric, holla. And parting words for me, holla. I'm going to let Bonnie speak for herself.
Great. Shout out to all the supporters out there. Check out Queen of the Ring May 4th. Everybody come out to that event. It will be crazy. But shout out to everybody out there all the way to over here. Thanks for showing love, and I'll speak to you next time.
Yep. And we're going to get into this last track. We're going to get into this Asia Sparks, Faja, and everything. And we'll see y'all next week. One.
The very sexual, the very toil.
SG representer.
Fire, fire, round town, blowing on his lala. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Trying to catch up, bitch, don't bother. The neighbor in the building, she just got the floor.
Fire,
round town, blowing on his lala. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Trying to catch up, bitch, don't bother. The neighbor in the building, she just got the floor.
Fire. But this ain't Wayne, so all our money talk. Follow our lingo. Follow us on Twitter. Fuck who girls winning. I'm riding in the ranges. Keep riding in the benches. Dance up in the Maybach. Pretty goose can't change that. Niggas all on my back. Got red bone and fade. I'm sitting on them, nobody. You know, I always see where that cash at. Oh, shorty, that's a man. You running late, cause I bag that. Had the niggas spinning. Had the niggas swimming. Now we at the mall. Had the niggas. Pussy say burn, had the nigga chillin'. And if you ain't know, bitch, I'm in the building. White house with a backyard, black cars, I wanna sit. Track stars, it's Asia, and I got balls. I got the game on lock, cock ball, riding round town. Blowing on that la-la, we getting the dollar. Bitch, you get nada, tryna catch up. Don't bother, cause
A-Boss
in the building, she just
started
to call a
boss. Fire, 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 round town, blowing on his lala. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Tryna catch up, bitch, don't bother. Cause A-Boss in the building, she just started to call a boss. Fire, 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 round town, blowing on his lala. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Tryna catch up, bitch, don't bother. Cause A-Boss in the building, she just started to call a boss.
I make big figures. Think you're balling on them. Use a cheap nigga if you're on my dock or you're on my block. They're on your top and then they'll pull back on them glass. You better duck or you will block. Like your bitch, I'm not that bitch. Get a grip or get a brick. Break it down like your bitch doing a split. Fuck around, I do this shit. I get this paper, money lips. I'm balling on you like I'm fit. Cause my model is my grind. Is to die or get ripped. You wanna rock my dick dumb? Like your bitch is never thought. I step back and get pumped and leave. With me, what the fuck? I play the hand and I was dumb. You better put it up on your stuff. So fit that vibe, bitch, you will melt. This is a thing over, bitch, kill yourself. I'm calling the shots, bitch, I'm the ref. I spit that crack, I spit that mess. If you ain't hearing, Ace is a best. Think you can beat it, bitch, hit your test. You're just to meet, you'll meet the dust. Ace, to move like a game attack. Get out of my way, touch the swap. The girls just come, next, and then I say, ride, ride.
ride around town, blowing on his dollar. Me getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Trying to kiss her, bitch, don't bother. The neighbor up in the building, she just has to call the
cops.
Ride around town, blowing on his dollar. Me getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Trying to kiss her, bitch, don't bother. The neighbor up in the building, she just has to call the
cops.
Wie ist der Mascha? In der Hosen, in der Harten, wie der Krippen.